Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app. Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little
secret about a secret little show? Oh my God!
What's the matter?
I'm reading the bad advice I'm gonna do today.
Oh, okay. Jesus, I thought something for real happened. What the?
Oh, something for real happened. Mother. Guys are just the worst. Are we rolling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Leave all that in. It's Allison. It's not Alice. It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. This is separate from Alice. Alice wants nothing to do with the Secret Show. This is the Secret Show for Friday the 13th, 2023, January 2023. Depending on when you're listening. Maybe it's 2029 and you're listening back to this. Is a good show. I know it's going to be because I just gasped in horror.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
This lady finds herself in. Well, I'll jump right to it because this one is a lot. It's long, too. So it's funny because I was reading it and I'm like, oh, this seems, what could possibly go wrong? And then things take a turn. Dear radio family, longtime listener here who could use some bad advice, and they definitely could use some, although I think it's really easy advice. In 2020, I met a man online, and we've dated on and off ever since. It was mostly just sex at first, the best sex of my life, by far. But each time on, we got more involved, and our feelings grew. He is a widower with a teenage daughter, and every time we got closer, he used his daughter as the excuse as to why we couldn't be together, saying she isn't ready to accept me dating, and she doesn't want to meet anyone. So I'll come to over to your house, but you can't come to my house. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's not, he's not entirely wrong.
No. Like, right. That part, I'm like, okay, well.
Like, to me.
What are you going to do? The teenage daughter is very, that's his daughter. She's very important.
Yeah, to me, especially if he's lost his partner.
Yeah.
That bond even is even stronger between him and his daughter. And his concern for his daughter is appreciated. And should be respected. It should be. That's what you'd want.
Yeah. If that was the problem here, the problem is this lady who's writing in. That's not the problem.
Oh, okay. All right, go.
It goes on, yeah.
All right.
So she says, this seemed legit enough to me, especially after my therapist said some children of widowed parents are never willing to accept their parents' new partners. And think about it. Like, you would be a reminder of the mom's passing.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, you're thinking, oh, dad's forgetting about mom. After a while of being off, he came back this past September and said, I'm finally ready. I love you and I want to build a future together. And he's working hard on getting his daughter on board. By the end of the year, he still hadn't invited me to his house and there was no real progress made on incorporating me into his life. I'm the first to admit, I've seen some red flags since meeting him. But he was the most loving, intensely passionate man I've ever been with. And I so badly wanted it to work. V. Hale can attest to how much dating sucks in your late 30s. Finding a strong connection after years of online dating bullshit felt like something to fight for. So every time things didn't feel right, I told myself I was being paranoid. Last week, I couldn't ignore one of those uneasy feelings, so I started Googling. And man, did I find stuff.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun!
Is it just me, or is it kind of surprising that she didn't Google him before this? 2020. I don't know. I guess these days I'd Google people. I would Google anyone. I'll Google people I just met. Like, oh, what's their deal?
I don't do that.
I Googled a dude I met at a party one time, like not that long ago. I'm like, who is that guy, I wonder? Turned out he was like the head of some company. I knew he had to be because, you know, he was at this rich guy's party. I was like, who is that guy? And we found out.
Who was it?
I'm not going to tell you. I think I told you at the time.
All right, sheesh.
Anyways, it's, you know, but Googling people, that's totally a thing. Especially, you know, you're home alone and they're nowhere to be found because you're off again. Google! Let this be a lesson to everybody out there. Google first. Google first. That guy's name could pop up on a, you know, rap sheet. You don't know. Oh, turns out he likes to run people over with his car. I don't know. Whatever bad thing.
All right.
Rap sheet. What, you know. Is it outstanding?
There's just
warrant.
Rap sheets posted online?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Maybe he pops up on, like, you know, Florida's most wanted.
Sex offender list
right,
or something.
Right, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't know. Google
rap
away.
Rapsheets.com.
Yeah, rapsheets.com. Just type his name in there and see if he shows up.
Jesus. All right, fine.
I mean, I suppose he could be giving you a fake name, too, so there's that.
Right.
All right, so here's what she finds. He is indeed a widower with a teenage daughter. He also remarried the year before we met, had another kid with his new wife, and she has her own kid from a previous marriage. So the whole time I've known him, he's had a full-on family I knew nothing about. When I confronted him, he said, I only remarried out of fear of being a single parent. He also says that they've separated a few times and that he's gonna file for divorce. That he loves me and was so sorry for all the lies, etc. Of course, I'm hurt, shocked, disgusted, and could never be with him now. Which is the good news. And as I said, I chose to ignore the doubts and red flags, and while I didn't know the extent of his lies, I accept responsibility for getting myself stuck in this. My question is, should I tell his wife? I don't believe he's getting divorced. I hate the thought of him getting away with it all, but I also hate to think what this could potentially do to his kids. My friends are divided on the issue. Some saying I have a responsibility to tell her, and others say I don't need to involve myself any further. So I'd love to hear what my radio friends think, too. Thanks, and please don't say my name. This one, I think, is easy.
I do, too.
Go ahead. Yeah, should we all say it at once? Let me pose the question. We'll all answer at once. Should she tell his wife?
No.
Well, I think we're done. I think our work here is done. Yeah, this is not. No.
This no, so you need awful. To move on and yes. never do him again and never talk to him again. And
block just, him and yeah, cancel out his numbers.
Off.
Right.
But don't get involved in that situation at all, because often, as we've talked about, and as if you haven't experienced, you get involved in a domestic situation and that splat can come right back on you.
Suddenly, you're the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy sucks, and you're probably not the only one he's sucking for. My guess is, you know, I was thinking about this as I read this thing, like, do you think this is how that second family thing happens? That a guy has a wife and a kid, and then he's got the side piece that doesn't know about the wife and the kid, and then she's knocked up, and now he's like, oh, fuck, what do I do now? He's like, I'm just going to try and keep the double life going until... Like, I bet you those things aren't intentional. The guy never intended to have an entire second family in another town that he often visits for business.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
But winds up with that. So crazy.
Like, I don't know. I do believe that humans have the capacity to love more than one person.
Sure.
And whether or not it's love or just lust or however, you can, you know, sit and debate that all day. But I do believe that people have the capacity for that. And so he may really very much care for both women and really want to be with both women. The problem is someone's getting burned in the deal. And in this case, I guess it's the wife.
It's her, too. There's a couple people getting burned. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much burned everyone around him.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know that it's, you know, it's not really forgivable. I don't think anybody could, you could say, I'll write you off and not go, you know, try and get revenge. But you can't say, all right, I'll try to trust you now. Like, if the trust's gone.
The guy's he's proven himself to be duplicitous.
And it's like, one thing if you tell a lie or maybe got drunk and cheated by accident. I'm not even trying to excuse that, but I'm saying this guy had a wife and another kid going. This isn't a mistake. This is a whole thing he's got going on.
Yeah. And he was married when you guys met. It began in the wrong. It wasn't like he met her after you and married her for some reason. This is, you know, yeah, he was a widower, but he was also a newlywed. Like, this is terrible. Yeah. Everything about this story sucks.
Yeah.
And it sucks for this lady because now she's V. Hale. Here she is in her late 30s and she's got to jump back into the dating pool. Man, poor, you don't know, you know, that poor V. Hale. We don't
I'll tell you
of them
one thing,
around.
Though, that stood out in my mind and it made me just go, yeah, it really does confirm my theory, which is to be someone's best lay, you got to get laid a lot. You got to be having a lot of sex to be really practiced and good,
right?
And to really, you know, have that confidence going in.
I've been doing
this a lot, like a lot. I'm good. We've got this. Because the average person who's had a 6-month layoff is going to put their hand on your hair. They're just going to. Like, it's hard to be smooth when you're not practiced.
Right.
So
you need to have made some mistakes.
I hear that and just, it stood out. Like, she's all, the best sex of my life. And I think, oh, God, isn't that rad that, like, there she is. She's found the best sex of her life.
She thinks there's a future.
Unfortunately, it's because he boned his wife the day before he boned you and was ready.
Yeah.
Was ready.
Yeah.
Practiced.
And maybe you're not. That's the thing that is always. I always think, like, a guy who is capable of cheating with one person is making them feel like they're the everything. He's also capable of juggling three others. Like, he's fine with juggling. He likes juggling. He's good at juggling. He juggles. Mm-hmm. He knows how to do it with six balls. Incredible. Incredible juggler, this guy. Like, it's very possible that not only did he maybe just bone his wife the day before, so he was like all ready and he had primed the pot for you. He also fucking banged a girl the night before, or a guy. I don't know what this guy's up to.
Who knows?
Everybody.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, Sarah.
I'm ready.
And I understand we've gotten a little better through the years about not torpedoing our home lives in an effort to entertain people. So if you decide like, hey, I don't want to answer that, then that's understandable.
Okay.
Besides John. Mm-hmm. So let's just assume John's the best sex you've ever had in your whole life. No one can compare.
Yeah. Besides, let's go with that. Right.
Besides John, though.
Put him aside. Who was the best?
Who was second? Who's second to John as the best? And the question really isn't name that person. The question is, does someone stand out where you would go, oh, yeah, I know exactly who I would name as the best
besides John?
I do know
exactly who I would name.
Oh, is it Village?
No, I don't even remember. I don't even remember having sex with him.
I knew it was Village.
It was literally so not memorable that I can't even remember it happening.
I was totally voting for Village. Damn it.
No, it's actually, and I've told you about this guy a little bit. He was in this band. Never tell John this, you guys. This guy, let's call him D. No, his name is Dino. He was in this band, guitar player, and he's the guy that I wound up fucking one more time to get a guitar.
Oh, that guy. So he was your boyfriend, actually.
He was my boyfriend for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was just over him and done with him. And then, you know, he would always come crawling around because I guess he liked having sex with me, too, because he was just fucking great. It was always great and it was amazing. But also, you know, I was just kind of done with him.
All right.
Like the sex wasn't enough to keep me coming back. And then but I was like, well, it certainly wouldn't be torture to fuck you one more time. And I get a guitar out of it, too. Okay.
Yeah,
here,
but
let me see
even
my legs spread.
What'd you do with the guitar? Where'd that go?
It was a little. I think they're called Explorer style.
I know what they are.
Mini Explorer. Yeah.
Where does it live now?
I sold it at some point when I was, you know, moving around and poor or didn't want to bring it with me. But it was such a beautiful guitar. I don't know if you remember Heart's comeback album in the 80s. Nancy,
I heard
Wilson
a lot
always,
of it actually because
yeah,
my girlfriend
played one
at
of
the
these
time.
Little. Yeah, oh God, that album is terrible. Like, you know, it didn't hold a candle to Old Heart. But the videos were great, and Nancy Wilson had this little mini Explorer, and mine was a blue sunburst, you know, like dark blue on the edges, fading to a light blue in the middle. It was beautiful. I loved
mini
that guitar.
Explorer guitar. You know what? I know
I
Explorers.
It.
It's a Gibson. It's a the Explorer. It's a classic.
This one was like, I think it was a Dean.
Dean, okay.
Explorer. Hold on, let me
BC
see.
BC Rich
yeah,
Mini Explorer?
Yeah, it pops right up. Put in Dean Baby Z Mini Explorer.
Dean.
I see it right now. It does. I don't see my color.
Oh, I see a blue one with dark blue edges and blue in the middle.
Here it is right here. Hold on, Blue Burst. Oh my God, it's used and it's $2,100?
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I should have hung on to that thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Damn, where is it. That thing?
It's gone. It's gonzo. Yeah.
All right.
It was a beautiful little guitar, and so nice and light. But it didn't stay in tune great, and I had gotten some other guitar that I liked better, so I got rid of it. Stupid. So stupid. Some of the stupid things that you do when you're a kid.
Well,
you know, things that you just should have held on to.
We continue to do stupid things into adulthood, so it's never...
Yeah, that's true.
You're never clear of that.
Yeah.
I got stupid all over the bottom of my shoe. God damn it.
You keep stepping in stupid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That.
Anyway, as far as this lady goes, yeah, you are well shut of this guy. Delete every method he has to contact you. Do not tell his wife. Do not involve yourself any further. This guy is horrible, and it's great that you know, and you should have Googled him. Now, from now on, whenever you get someone's full name, allegedly, Google him immediately. Everyone should do that. Could solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, that's pretty... insane that he's sitting there, just has it all worked out. My daughter is the reason why you can't come to my house. Not
that
such
a valid reason, right?
A wife and a kid living there too,
right?
Wow.
I'd be like, okay, give me your address, I'm gonna park outside and just watch.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, I'd try to find out. I'd look at his license.
I want to believe that you would say I'm too cool for sitting outside someone's house and
no
watching.
I'm a girl, Vinny. I'm not too cool for that. Girls go crazy. Okay. Love makes people crazy. I like to talk a big game like I'm not crazy, but when we're in love, that's we're crazy. And that's not just girls.
No,
guys are crazy
not.
Too. Mm-hmm. You find yourself doing things you'd be like, if I were sane, I wouldn't be doing this. Oh, that's right, I'm in love. I don't need to be sane.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Yeah.
I definitely have times where
Alex,
what I do is I ask myself, do I want to be this guy? And often I'll go, no, I don't want to be, for example, sitting outside someone's house looking
right.
in the, like, no, I'm
with
not
my
doing
binoculars.
That. Just because I'm not okay with me doing that. I don't care if they're, like, whatever that is, I don't want to look in the mirror and go, you just sat outside someone's house. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
If you
could have done 50 million other things, but no, you chose to drive to this person's house and let your obsession rule you.
Well, and I understand the obsession, but I think that the conversation I'd be having with myself would be, if you don't trust this chick or guy, then just walk. You're obsessed. Just
right.
They're giving off a phony vibe, or they've got some bullshit excuse why we can't go any farther, then just walk.
Vinny, what you don't understand is they might be telling the truth, and I need to find that out for myself.
We're in love.
Yeah, we're in love. I'm just going to make sure that he is where he says he's going to be. What's the big deal? I'm just fine. If he's not lying to me, it's not a problem. He never needs to know that I camped out in front of his house.
And the next thing you do...
I'll rationalize this for myself. Don't you worry.
I know. And then the next thing that you do is...
light the house on fire? Why would I do... Well, I might.
Or, you know, what is that famous quote you have from Philly with news... Not news now, never news...
Whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
Yeah. Whatever it takes,
news
whatever
10.
It breaks. Mayor Berkowitz, male genitalia is on a... Like,
I'm going to go full Maria Athens on this guy.
Yeah,
bye!
You know what? Don't do it
Have
to
Have a
yourself.
Great Friday, you motherfucker.
Just walk away. If it makes you feel that uncomfortable, it is not good.
I know.
Not good for you. It's not good for anybody.
We can say it now as rational people, but you can't tell that to someone who's in the throes of love. It isn't...
The passion takes over.
Passion takes over. We give it's, you know, blinded by love.
Yeah, I understand.
So hope now that she knows for sure, like the wool's been pulled. Hopefully she can just don't stop thinking about it. Do yourself this favor. Fuck that guy. No, don't fuck him. Screw that. Forget about him.
Don't screw me.
Don't screw me. Okay,
just get on just down the road.
Stop thinking about him. Put him out of your head. Find something else to think about. Take up a new hobby or something.
Try wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, news 10.
Yeah, super exciting. I couldn't be more excited to do this tag. Man, that is, like, I actually feel bad about how I read that. Like, that's, you know, there's somebody who paid money to have me go, whatever it takes.
This DRE update is brought to you by news 10. Wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, news 10.
I'm in my 20s. That's me in my 20s. Oh,
so you were cute. In your 20s. Oh, yeah. I guess you would have been 29 at DRE.
Yes. I was, I turned 20. I turned 29 right before I got that job, and I was there almost a year.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Such a bummer for this lady.
Well.
And also for News 10 that I'm sure really wanted a, you know, enthusiastic delivery of their tag. Like,
that cost us $50. What? Yeah.
Doesn't seem worth it. That chick basically ate, was like, put a bagel in her mouth and said it.
Well, you know what? In your defense, if I may, it was an alternative station. It's supposed to be too cool. There's you don't want to be trying too hard. You know.
Yeah, that's true, Vin. Yeah, it was all about being cool back then. Life is so much easier when you're through being cool. Like, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Yeah, I'm wearing Kirkland Signature sneakers. What about it? You know what my feet are? Comfy. All
right. I really, for a low price, too, yeah.
Yeah, for a low price. What are they, $14.99 for those sneakers? Thank you.
I was going to say your feet are on a budget. That nothing to do with comfort. There's plenty of comfortable shoes.
Yeah, they're just, you know, I didn't pick them up while I was also picking up batteries at Costco. The everything store and a pie, batteries, a pie, and a pair of sneakers. I got it all.
What?
What about it? Let me get some rib cap while I'm at it.
And goldfish crackers, a giant carton of them.
Yeah, I buy the trash can size dispenser of goldfish crackers. We go through them at the house.
Yeah,
and I think I need a paper shredder. I'm gonna just pretty sure there's an aisle for that. Okay,
right.
We're clearly done. Happy Friday the 13th. Thank you for listening to the show and. Enjoy it wherever you are, whether it's at 10 a.m. on Friday morning or sometime over the weekend. And if you have the third day off this week, a lot of people have Martin Luther King Day off. So enjoy your three-day weekend if that's what you've got.
Alex, say the thing.
Go Niners.
Go Niners.
The end.